At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington. We're at DALE007. Follow that Twitter handle as well as Hoopball Gaming at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Make sure to check the guys out, the rest of the team. That's where you'll find the free play stuff. Hoop-ball.com makes this whole thing, this whole enchilada possible. So make sure to go to that domain. Check us out. Lots of stuff going on right now. Brew just dropped all his fantasy basketball rankings. We've got all sorts of tools that are updated, rookie rankings, all the dynasty stuff. We also got that side ticker on the right-hand side where it's going to tell you all about the transactions, the news, the notes, the blurbs, letting you know all sorts of stuff. And I think that's important this time of year when people are starting to do drafts. So we also got fantasy football stuff going on over there from our guy AG. So if you don't play fantasy basketball, we got some fantasy football stuff for you. And then lots of wagering stuff, all that good stuff. So check us out. Use the promo codes that you hear me talk about in the pre-recorded segment. And hey, welcome in. Welcome back. This is a nice, fine Wednesday. We're going to have a really awesome special guest. And we are going to be breaking down a college football team that I really enjoyed playing, specifically first quarter totals last year in, because they were so dominant early in the games in the first quarter. I really loved the way this program came back. And I'm talking about the UAB Blazers. And I am going to have none other than Evan Dudley from AL.com, beat writer for the Blazers, on to preview their season and the football team today. We are looking at replacing a career leading rusher in Spencer Brown, but this team ran the ball really, really, really well all together as a team last year. Evan, I am excited to get this going with you, bud. How are you doing? And welcome on.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. You know, like I talked to you off air, you know, and people may not know, we've rescheduled this and time's just been being tricky, but it actually works out because now we are actually closer to college football season. And now we have more nitty gritty news and more up to date, you know, roster depth chart looks. So this actually worked out really well. So I'm appreciative of it.
Absolutely. The couple of weeks since our last scheduled, a lot has been learned about this team. They're already a couple of weeks into fall camp. They're in their third week right now, so there's been a lot more information grabbed within these last couple of weeks.
Yes, and for information, speaking of information, that's a key word. Dudley Do Right AL is your Twitter handle, at Dudley Do Right, DoWrite, folks, and then it's ended with AL, like the state abbreviation for Alabama. So and that speaks volumes about what you do. I mean, you do some great written work. I've already told you how much of a fan I am of your articles and the stuff and the information that you put out, because I love the Blazers. I love getting some small schools in my blood, in my system, and I love supporting the smaller conferences. And, it, you know, sometimes getting accessible information is pretty difficult, but you make that not challenging whatsoever. So folks need to follow you, and that's where they can do that.
Well, I appreciate it, sir.
Absolutely. So you said that we've gotten a lot more information on this team here. What do you think has changed in the 2 weeks since our original scheduling? I know there was a lot of eyes on the linebackers, obviously running backs. Like, we can talk about the running backs, but I mean, there's a lot of other great pieces in place here. And a couple different quarterbacks got some burn too. So what do you got, bud?
Well, you know, within these 2 weeks, obviously, coming into the season, they have a lot of guys returning, a lot of guys that took advantage of the extra year of eligibility granted by the NCAA. But, you know, the kind of the main battles we were looking at going into the fall camp, we're going to be at wide receiver, maybe not so much at running back. Dwayne McBride had a breakout season last year behind Spencer Brown, has two of the longest scoring plays in UAB history, the longest rushing score, definitely with a 75-yarder at Louisiana Tech. As well as Jermaine Brown kind of playing, you know, running back receiver for these guys. But it's a lot of wide receiver, you know, some of the linebackers, obviously, as Chris Mull moved to safety, obviously there's a spot in the middle there with him. So, you know, there's a few spots, but there's also just a lot of experience on this team, you know, as far as just the guys coming back from last year.
Yeah, Tyler Johnston III, I believe, is the proper abbreviation or seniority on his name. You know, he impressed me a lot last year, just the command that he had in the offense and the backfield, you know, experience between, like, guys like you mentioned with, you know, McBride and Spencer Brown combining last year. You know, and I just like the depth. Like you said, lots of folks returning. Linebackers being versatile, I think that speaks volumes for your guys' defense, showing that they can go up and play some safety stuff and showing that, you know, different coverages are familiar to them. And to preface just kind of a little bit what we should be looking for in this season, but also recap kind of the looks from last year. You know, this was a 6-3 effort for the Blazers last year, obviously COVID year being affecting everyone, you know, different number of games on the win-loss columns. You know, 19 with a 9-5 year, 18 going back into that 11-3. I mean, since this program's come back, you know, and a lot of folks may not be 100% familiar, you know, UAB cut the football program a few years back. I hated it. It really stunk. I hate seeing programs lose certain things, but UAB being a historical program, you know, it was just kind of stinky. And now they come back and they're boisterous and y'all are winning a lot of games. And I'm just really looking forward to getting to watch these guys. And I'm looking forward to this schedule. If there's one thing that we need to figure out before the start of the season here, Evan, what on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, cause like you said, the offensive line, you know, they're returning a bunch of great guys, a lot of combined starts. Is there a defensive back that you're looking to that you think might make a difference? This was an aggressive secondary last year.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Oh, absolutely. I actually got a... As far as the secondary, they only really lost Bronte Harris from last year. He's with the Rams right now, actually led them in tackles in their first preseason game, following in Darius Williams' footsteps at the Rams as well, former UAB player. But, you know, just as at cornerback themselves, they got T.D. Marshall, who was a Samford transfer at wide receiver when he first arrived a few years ago. But when Bronte Harris was first injured in at the beginning of the 2019 season, T.D. Marshall made the move to cornerback, and he acclimated very well, very quickly. He's learned so much in a short amount of time. So he came back for his extra year. He got Starling Thomas the fifth. He's returning from a ACL injury he suffered before last year. So he missed all of 2020. But he's back kind of running with the A1, A2s. You got CeeDee Daniels, Mac McWilliams, younger brother of defensive lineman Fish McWilliams. So cornerbacks are very experienced as far as, you know, guys you got coming back, as well as just a lot of the talent he has. With the safeties, you pretty much have all the safeties come back, and then you add Chris Small, as well as Keandre Swoops, who played cornerback last year. Free safety, you got Will Bowler, who's a redshirt junior. He's played a couple seasons for them, started quite a few games. Strong safety, you got Grayson Cash and Damon Miller. Those are two guys who, you know, played a lot last year. They were both cannon men in that position. And then they use the star position as well, that kind of safety to provide run support, as well as, you know, coverage. And that's going to be kind of Chris Moll, Dajon Turner, Keandre Swoops, those guys. And, you know, and it's weird with UAB defensively because they're such an aggressive defense. You could call it a 3-3-5 at times, a 3-4 at different times. And then sometimes if you consider their outside linebackers defensive ends, that could be a 4-2-5. So it's just really interesting what they do defensively, because they're going to try to rush the passer as much as they can to affect him, to where the secondary can just, you know, gobble up passes if they need to be.
Yeah, David Reeves is really implementing just a really nice scheme here. It's his fifth year, so I think he's really rounding out his crop of talent. And like you said, moving that star position around is key. That seems to be a focal point for this Blazers defense. And when you move your number six tackler from last year into that position, you get that continuity. And then not to mention, like, you guys are returning the number four, number nine, number 10, number 13 tacklers, amongst other experience across both fronts. This was a team that established the run early in games and were able to be aggressive on defense. Like I said, Evan, I cashed on a lot of plays in the wager pass, you know, last year on playing UAB first quarters. I mean, they were phenomenal. And just the level of control and aggression that they would set early was very, very unprecedented against the folks that they were going against. So, and then I love to touch on special teams and kicking. So if you've got any nuggets on those two things, I would love to hear it out on that. I've noticed the rankings on UAB has been great over special teams the last few years, and they consistently just do well. 2017 had a 124th rating, but that was a long time ago. So,
You look at 2017, they were kind of coming back, but but Bill Clark's always been a big guy on special teams. You know, he makes sure that everyone you know, is a part of that. I mean, Spencer Brown was even working special teams last year in advance of playing in the NFL, something you gotta kind of do even if you're, you know, second, third string running back. You'll have to do, but special teams is important to them. You know, they run a lot of special teams drills. You got a place kicker, Matt Quinn. I think he might have missed one field goal last year.
11 for 12. Yep.
Yeah, 11 for 12. Very accurate. He's got a good leg behind him, and that's only going to improve. You got Kyle Greenwell, a punter. He just plays the field position game so well. He's got a good number of punts over 50 yards, but, you know, what he's got is his accuracy. He can pin it down inside the 20. You know, he can cough and corner if he needs to be. So he's really a big factor for them in playing field position, especially with that defense. So they don't have to worry so much about if, you know, something goes wrong on offense, you know, just play your defense and, you know, live the play another down. And your kick return, punt return unit, you got you're basically going to have Starling Thomas 5 and Jermaine Brown back there. Those two guys are very electric athletes, very dynamic. Starling Thomas was a track athlete. I believe he won a couple events at the Alabama State track meet when he was a senior in high school. Jermaine Brown, he's just kind of a do-everything guy. And then there's another guy maybe you could look out for, maybe Damian Miller, Damon Miller's twin brother. He had the AHSAA record for most return touchdowns in a season, and that was just a couple years ago as well. So, I mean, special teams is always something that they're going to be really good at, really solid at. It's something that they pride in because, I mean, you know, when you have a defense like they do, you know, special teams has to play a part in that and, you know, being able to get you points as well as play that field position game.
Yeah, and another thing that I noticed is that UAB, they've started to be able to tap into getting some of these local athletes, you know, like that going and playing for a team like UAB who's building, you know, especially now in the age of NIL, it's a lot more enticing. No offense to the past years of UAB greatness, but like, you know, it's just what it is, Alabama being down there. But all these phenomenal athletes that you mentioned, I am so excited to just keep eyes out on. We mentioned some of the coaching. I mean, we'll just call it for what it is. UAB is set up to have a great year. And in order to do that, you're going to have to go through the gamut of your schedule and do well in the small factors in the games. Like you said, live to get another down, just that field position with the aggressive defense. I really like what you bring up with Kyle Greenwell. You know, in 58 punts, he had a long of 57, 15 of them inside the 20. Like you said, I mean, he can pin them down there, and had a real good net average also. And then if you get that defense anchored in, good luck moving this Blazers team, in my opinion. Now, we can transition here, Evan, into more scheduling, because starting with the first game against Jacksonville State, I think that this schedule is just honestly one of the more balanced, and you know, there's a good element of challenge within this schedule. And for the bettors out there, the win total set at 7.5. Tough schedule, like I said, but we're gonna run through it, and I think that we can probably see about 8 wins. You know, I've got a lot of faith in these Blazers, but I'm waiting to hear what you say about it, Bud, since you know a little bit more about them than I do. But starting with their opener, September 1st against Jacksonville State. I took Jacksonville State on the spread last year against, I believe it was Florida State that they played. Easy, easy cash. This Jacksonville State team been building for a couple years now in FCS, and this is no, you know, rollover pony opponent here. And UAB, they prepare well, and I believe that they'll be able to get the job done. But this is not something that they should take lightly.
Oh, not at all. Jacksonville State's a really good FCS program. They're usually in the playoffs year in, year out. Bill Clark was actually the coach there for one season. It's his alma mater before taking the UAB job in 2014. So he was there in 2013, I believe. Yeah, it was 2013 when Bill Clark was the head coach there. So, I mean, they're a really good program. They were in the playoffs in the spring, the FCS playoffs in the spring. So it's not a program to be taken lightly. They've gone into Oxford. They beat Ole Miss. They almost beat Auburn a few seasons ago, a very close game, winning the overtime. So it's someone they can't take lightly. And the fact that it's not going to be at UAB Stadium, it'll be in the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery, adds a little bit of flavor to it. I mean, it's a little bit smaller stadium, but you know, it's definitely a team they cannot take for granted, you know. And that's the thing with UAB's non-conference schedule this year, is actually it's a really good non-conference schedule as opposed to the past few years. Of course, you know, when you return your program back onto the field, there's not as many selections you can when you're selecting out of conference opponents, so they kind of had to take what they could those first couple years, but now they're really able to start setting up some schedules. Obviously, JSU is going to be a big, tough opponent. They spend the first month on the road. Right after the JSU game, they have to go to Athens and play Georgia, which, I mean, that could be a trap game for Georgia as well. I mean, you're looking at coming off either a big win over Clemson or a loss in that first weekend. So, I mean, that's going to be a good weekend, and it's something different too, because UAB traditionally has played their kind of SEC Power 5 opponents later in the season. Although last year they played Miami the second game of the season, so they're kind of you know, switching back to earlier in the season to play those games. And then you have North Texas on the road, a conference opponent, Tulane on the road as well. Tulane, a pretty decent American team. UAB beat them a couple years ago in Birmingham. So this is kind of the return trip back down in to New Orleans. And then you just have your conference slate. And, I mean, you'll have a – oh, well, Liberty at home as well to open up Protective Stadium. I forgot about that one. That's probably one of their bigger games, because you could see Liberty as a ranked team going into that week. I mean, if UAB somehow pulled out a unbelievable upset of Georgia, and they were undefeated, they would probably definitely be ranked at that point. So, I mean, it's going to be a big game regardless, you know, of records. You know, Liberty's got a really good team, a really flashy offense, Malik Willis, but also I think UAB's defense has the charge in them to kind of, you know, keep him down. So it's going to be an interesting first month of the season, just being on the road those first four games. But then they get back into protective with Liberty, and then you have FAU, and then and then just your regular conference schedule. And there's not a lot of teams in that conference, I think, that is going to challenge UAB. They played Marshall in the Conference USA Championship last year. They have to play at Marshall in the regular season this year. They have to play at UTSA, who will probably be their main challenger in the West for that division. So, I mean, you know, you just look at this conference. It's a real meaty schedule for these guys. So I think it's going to be, you know, what can they do in that first month when they're on the road? You know, if they come out of that 3-1, 4-0, then it's going to be a really special season again for UAB.
Well, in their first five games, I think I'm going to have them coming out of there 3-2. I mean, at those three back-to-back-to-back road games starting in Athens is just massive. But I think what they did very smart in this schedule was getting key games late for their conference. And look, this is a team that, you know, going back to their last three games last year, they had all road. I mean, this team has barely played any road games the last year and a half. And starting this season with three, well, I mean, the first game, like you said, is in Montgomery, and then they go road, road, road. So, I mean, like you said, Protective Stadium getting its opening on October 2nd, so the second month of the season. And that Liberty game is going to be a very fun one, depending, I mean, in general, but Liberty's got some chances to do some great things early in their schedule, and I'm high on them also. And UAB's got some really, really great things to do here. Tulane's going to be a tough one, but I think ultimately UAB's physicality will be able to match Tulane's, you know, run style, run heavy offense and their physicality. North Texas is a little too much air raid, not enough depth. They've got hardly anyone coming back on that team. They're a little gutted. UAB's experience, I think they pick up an early conference victory there. And yeah, speaking of them having a target on their back, you know, it's kind of like you read the show notes or something, Evan, but I wanted to talk about, since returning back into the scene of college football, you know, we talked about the 2017 timeframe a little bit already in the show. Do you feel this is the biggest target that the Blazers have had on their backs?
Absolutely. I mean, after, you know, when they first came back in 2017, not much of a target, you know, pick 130 out of 130 teams. You know, they had shirts made up of it. But, you know, one thing we've learned these past few seasons is that whatever expectation you place on Bill Clark's football team in the preseason, he's probably going to outdo that. You know, three straight division titles, you know, that's three straight title game appearances for the conference. You know, two out of three of those. And this season, it looks like it's going to be another, you know, conference title or bust season. So, I mean, it's just really, you know, it's gotten better each year. The expectations continue to rise each year. And this year, you know, has just another, you know, it's just another chapter in a book that, you know, Clark's been writing since he got here. And, you know, it's really brought UAB into the forefront, especially in the Group of Five and on a national level, something that it hadn't known beforehand, you know, with only one bowl appearance before Clark got there. Of course, they're only, you know, they're running about a 30-year-old program at this point. So, I mean, there's not a lot of history, you know, as far as time. But, you know, in a short amount of time, Bill Clark has made this thing into something that, you know, most people never thought it would.
Yeah, and that's impressive, and it speaks volumes on him. You know, I alluded to some of their previous records, and I think he's just got some really good momentous opportunities going here. You mentioned UTSA, which I love the Roadrunners. that's the good thing about this conference. Conference USA is they're just phenomenal mascots, I have to say. I actually went to a middle school in Oklahoma where our mascot was the Blazers, and that's honestly where I became like a fan of UAB, because I knew about UAB being a college football junkie even in like fourth, fifth grade. And I was like, oh, heck yeah, I'm going to a school that's got the Blazers as the mascot. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, I want to just kind of talk about, you know, more of the, you said there's been a lot of craziness that's happened recently. It's been a little more compact. You know, 30 years is a pretty decent sample size, but since you've been covering UAB, or maybe, you know, it's something that you remember just being a sports fan, what would you say has been probably the most memorable moment or sporting event with UAB, you know, and obviously the return with the program's momentous and magnitudous. So I understand that could be a potential answer there.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different answers. If you go into their prehistory, BC before Clark, you can kind of, look at the,
sorry, that took me a second.
No, it's all right. It just came to me out of nowhere. I just had to write it down. You look at before Clark, they had a win over LSU when Nick Saban was the coach. I believe that was in 2000. So that was a big moment for the program. But that's also a 20-year-old moment. They have their first bowl game against Hawaii. It was a loss, but it was a great season. They had Rodney White, who played several seasons in the NFL, and Darrell Hackney at QB. So that was a special moment for him. But some of their best moments definitely have come after the return. You look at that return season itself. They had a big blocked kick against Louisiana Tech in the final moments. That was a big win for them. You have the three title games, the two title game wins. Those are huge. But I think maybe perhaps the biggest moment since the return definitely has probably been the division clinching win against Southern Miss in 2018. I remember it was an absolutely frigid night in Legion Field in November, earlier mid to late November. And Spencer Brown had a walk-off 20-something yard touchdown run in overtime. So it was and just kind of slid into the back of the end zone as soon as he crossed the plane. So it's kind of one of those real memorable moments. It was the moment they won their division, so they knew they were going to play for a conference championship. So everything kind of really came together on that night, I think.
Well, you know what's crazy is you paint this very vivid picture without the memory or the clip of that game kind of in your head, but me being familiar with the game you're talking about, it's so funny because I had two different images in my head and they're identical, with Spencer Brown walking it off, like you said. So absolutely some very exciting games for UAB and their short history, some successful games. I love what Bill Clark's doing. He's probably one of my favorite coaches in all of college football. He's got a great staff under him and around him, and I've alluded to it already a couple times here, Evan. I mean, there is some groundwork here for a really successful season. And, would you say that maybe, this is a put you on the spot question, but this is a betting podcast overall. Would you say that this season, the UAB Blazers have their most memorable moment this year? Maybe that Georgia game?
I mean, it's very possible. I mean, it really comes down. Obviously, Georgia's going to a top five team preseason in the polls already, the preseason polls. So, I mean, if they were able to pull something like that off, that would definitely be the biggest moment so far. But UAB is going to play the numbers as well. I mean, betting website and everything. UAB is a team that likes to cover very well. They've done that. Fairly well the past few years since returning. That's something you can say about them. But I think this year does have a chance to be very special, especially not only that Georgia game, but also the Liberty game, and just that opener in their own stadium. Legion Field, it's historic. Lots of great memories, lots of great football field games in that stadium. But at the same time, in 2021, it's becoming a derelict. That's nothing against Legion Field. I loved it. But at the same time, it's time to move on past that. And I mean, I think that's definitely going to be one of the biggest moments of this season, is just that first game in Protective Stadium, in a stadium that they can call their own. It is their own home. It's no one else's. And, that's going to be one of the biggest things this season for that team and program.
And that season is directly reflected on the success of Bill Clark, what he's built year after year, the last few years, And, 47,100 folks can fit into that stadium, 64th largest in the country, in case anyone was wondering those numbers or statistics. While we're speaking of protective field, Phil Steele is calling for a 4.25 home field advantage. So, you know, they're getting 4.25 points at home in addition to whatever they are churning out there already. I mean, this is a – and that's one of the largest numbers I've seen in his home field advantage and what they add to in that value. So, like you said, this is going to be a special year for them, and I think it's going to be a special year for college football as we move hopefully a little bit more into normalcy. And, you know, Evan, before we part here, I mean, we've covered a ton here. We didn't cover the very back end of the schedule, but I'm confident that 7.5, I mean, like you said, Bill Clark is going to, I think he covers that by a game or two. And if UAB wins 10 games this year, I would not be absolutely shocked. And, you know, I just wanted to ask you before we kind of wrap all this on together, what are you looking for most out of this UAB team this year? I think you alluded to it earlier. You said, you know, division title, you know, conference title or bust, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think when you look at it, if you look at the play on the field itself, I mean, I'm not too worried about the defense. Defense, you know, does its job. Special teams is always solid with Bill Clark, but it's about this offense, you know, more so than anything. There's been at times where, you know, they haven't been able to finish drives a little bit. You know, the passing game has suffered at times with interceptions, you know, a lot of forced throws. But if you look at Tyler Johnson last year before he got hurt, he was looking really well. He only had one pick all of last year in the games that he played. I believe it was 7-for-1 in that category, touchdown, the interception. So I think he overcame that that tendency for turnovers. But we did get a large sample size last year with him being injured, you know, after the Miami game. But I think that's something to look for is just, you know, how well does Tyler Johnson carry this team, you know, lead this offense, especially without having Spencer Brown there, you know, in the backfield. You know, you got Dwayne Rodd, very talented. Could be, you know, he could be a better Spencer Brown, you know, in the long run. But at the same time, I think it's just something interesting we want to see, you know, especially behind this big offensive line. You know, how well does that offense, you know, stay on the field and, you know, not give up, you know, third downs to where they have to, you know, put the defense back on the field, but stay on the field themselves. So I think that's going to be one of the biggest storylines is just how well that offense operates this season.
Yeah, hopefully the leadership of Johnson really comes through for these guys. They definitely have the explosive ability around him. Dwayne McBride, you know, if he wants to be better than Spencer Brown at the end of things, he's going to need 4,012 yards. Spencer Brown definitely churned out some yardage there in Birmingham. And he went through a bunch of people. I wonder what his career broken tackles is. You know, I'm just curious. I know I saw about 60 of them last season. Evan, it's been a huge pleasure for me, man. I know we, you know, patience was needed on both fronts on this, and I'm glad that we were able to make it happen. I want you to also just kind of tell everyone here listening and where we can find more of your stuff, what we got looking forward to coming from you. Cause like I said, I'm a fan of your work. That's why I reached out to you regardless. And I selfishly want to know kind of, you know, what you got going on behind the curtain.
This season, obviously, we'll be just getting ready to get started, finishing up fall camp. Got a few features, you know, coming out the next couple of weeks, as well as, you know, for our print preview section with Birmingham News, which is our print section of, you know, AL.com, because we're part of three major newspapers in Alabama that kind of joined together for the AL.com, which is the Alabama Media Group. But you can find my work, obviously, my Twitter account. You can find my work as I tweeted out, at Dudley Do Right AL. You can also go to al.com/UAB. And, I mean, it's that simple, al.com/UAB. And, you know, during the season, I've usually got something out every single day, as well as just some little tidbits out on Twitter. So plenty of content for the, you know, for the fall. So, I mean, there's not going to really be a day that you won't see something new about UAB.
I love it. We're going to have to probably get you back on to talk that Georgia game or the Liberty game, or as we get closer to some of these key conference games, as the UAB Blazers try to wrap up another division and conference championship season. Evan, thank you again, man. I really appreciate it. And I hope this season treats you well, bud.
You're welcome. I appreciate you reaching out. Appreciate you having me on, man. And good luck to you as well this season.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, listeners, folks, hoopballers alike, hey, keep in mind that if you need UAB Blazers news, Evan's your guy. And then for betting on all that stuff throughout this season, once we get closer to the actual start of the season, we get into it, you know where to find us. We'll have you taken care of. We got some baseball to finish out. And I've been enjoying some Liga MX stuff and Spain La Liga, Bundesliga. I've been getting into soccer. Yeah, so I'm probably going to have some of that bleed into the podcast here soon. But as always, I am sending you my good vibes and all of my good energies. Make sure to have a safe and kind day. Try to be wonderful out there. Be positive. Do something nice for someone if you can. And if you need something positive to happen to you, I sure hope it happens. So, with that being said, Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.